From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Listener, how are you? It's nice for me, Amanda, to accompany you for the next 60 minutes in our program. We are going to give you some information, beginning from news, commentary, and other interesting information, as well as Indonesian pop songs. Stay tuned with us on Voice of Indonesia.
Here is the news. First, the headlines. Indonesian government hopes infrastructures in the five new destinations to be completed in 2020. Deputy Chairman of Regional Legislative Council, DPD, says Indonesia to enhance cooperation with United Arab Emirates. Now the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo targeted that the establishment of supporting infrastructures in the five new tourism destinations would be completed by the end of 2020. President Joko Widodo pointed out that for the past 2 years, the government has developed the five new tourism destinations, namely Mandalika, Labuan Bajo, Borobudur Temple, Lake Toba, and Manado. It was stated by President Joko Widodo through his Instagram account on Sunday, December 1, as quoted by Republika. In addition to supporting infrastructures, the president also hoped that other components which can support the advancement of tourism sector in those regions, such as tourism events, which are known as calendar of events, creative economic products, and souvenirs, would be ready by the end of 2020. According to him, the destinations have different segments, namely super premium, lower medium, and special tourism. After the completion of the supporting infrastructures, the government will promote the five new tourism destinations greatly. Meanwhile, Indonesian Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy, Wisnu Tama, said that development of the five new tourism destinations would provide job opportunities in a bid to improve the welfare of local people. Deputy Chairman of the Regional Legislative Council, DPD Mahyudin, said that Indonesia could potentially enhance economic cooperation with the United Arab Emirates, particularly Dubai, by introducing the potentials of regional economy in 34 provinces across Indonesia. It was remarked by Mahyudin when leading the delegates of Indonesia during their visit to the Department of Economy of Development in Dubai, United Arab Emirates, recently escorted by Antara in Jakarta on Sunday. The potential sectors comprise agribusiness, energy, education, health, pharmaceutical industry, and tourism. Mahyudin perceived that the potential cooperation must be supported by local governments in a bid to bolster the growth of local economy and advance the welfare of their society. Mahyudin explained that the visit aims to acquire the latest information about investment opportunities which can help formulate the decisions and considerations of the body. The double achievements gained by Indonesia at the 31st session of the International Maritime Organization, IMO, show the existence of the country to the international world. It was stated by Indonesian Transportation Minister Budi Karya Sumadi in his press release received in Jakarta on Monday, December 1. The minister lauded the outstanding achievements of Indonesia at the session since Indonesia had to face an intense competition with other countries. However, Indonesia successfully expanded the country's contributions in the event, which made the country gain acknowledgement and trust from the international world. Minister Budi Karya Sumadi pointed out that there are two achievements gained by Indonesia at the 31st session of the IMO. Firstly, Indonesia was re-elected as member of the IMO Council of C category in the period of 2020-2021. In addition, Indonesia's Supreme Audit Agency BPK was appointed as the external auditor of the IMO in the period of 2020-2023. Indonesia's successes in being re-elected as Council Member of Category C for 2020-2021 period of the International Maritime Organization, IMO, and an external auditor of IMO could become a momentum to materialize the country's vision as the world's maritime axis. It was said by Chairman of the State Audit Board, BPK, Agung Firman Sampurna, in Jakarta over the weekend, as quoted by Antara. This momentum is expected to push the government to work hard to materialize Indonesia as a global maritime axis. As an initial step, the concept of the world's maritime axis could be elaborated into regulations and not a mere concept, according to him. Agung explained that a definitive policy package needs to be made, elaborating who to be involved, the size and the targets so that the concept of maritime access can be implemented. This news comes to you from Voice of Indonesia. Deputy Chairman of the Indonesian House of Representatives for Economic and Financial Affairs, Sufmi Dasko, hoped that Indonesia-Australia Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement could solve economic recession. Sufmi Dasko, in his press release received in Jakarta on Monday, December 2, said that his side also invites Australian investors to develop infrastructures, manage disasters, and improve education in Indonesia. It was said by Dasko when receiving the delegate of the Australian Embassy, represented by Alinson Duncan as Minister Councillor for Economic Investment and Infrastructure Affairs recently. According to Sufmi Dasko, the Indonesian House of Representatives DPR welcomes Indonesia-Australia Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement, which is expected to increase Indonesia's trade balance, whose ratification is slated to be carried out on December the 18th, 2019. The Muhammadiyah University of North Sumatra, UMSU, in collaboration with a number of universities from Malaysia, China, and Germany, will hold an international academic seminar on Malay language and culture, which is slated to take place at the Guangdong University of Foreign Studies, China, in February 2020. Rector of UMSU, Dr. Agusani, MAP, in Medan on Sunday, stated that his side is appointed to be one of the organizing committee of the seminar in a bid to facilitate the event. The seminar will raise the theme of Pendaulatan Pendidikan Bahasa, Sastra, dan Budaya Melayu di Peringkat Antara Bangsa, or in English it means Advancing the Malay Language, Literature, and Culture in the International World. Dr. Agusani also underscored the importance of holding academic seminar on Malay language and culture in a bid to support the preservation and advancement of Malay language and literature in the future. The cooperation with Malaysian University is an effective way to support the preservation of Malay culture and language, as Malaysia and Indonesia have proximities in terms of language and culture. The last item, Indonesia is perceived to be one of the progressive countries in providing equitable facilities and rights for disabled groups. This was stated by Special Staff of President Joko Widodo for Social Affairs Angki Yudhistia at the Presidential Palace Complex in Jakarta on Monday, December 2. Angki said that although no comparative study has been conducted concerning the matter, Indonesia has always been viewed as a progressive country in ensuring the rights of disabled groups in various ASEAN and international forums. Angki exemplified that the Ministry of Youth and Sport has given equal bonus for disabled athletes, both those who participated in Asian Games and Asian Paragames 2018. Furthermore, she expounded that the government also provides village fund for disabled groups so that they can get their daily needs easily and improve their competences through empowerment programs and training. Angki affirmed that the Indonesian government has seriously carried out a number of efforts to ensure, fulfill, and advance the rights of disabled people, and the government will keep protecting and empowering disabled people. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.
Hello, listener. Nice to be with you again in our good program commentary. The title of today's commentary is 2019 SEA Games and Indonesian Athletes' Achievements. Well, listener, the 30th SEA Games in 2019 was officially opened by President of the Philippines, Rodrigo Duterte, at the Philippine Arena, Bulacan, in the Philippines. The Southeast Asian Games, which take place every 2 years, involved 11 countries in Southeast Asian region. The 2019 SEA Games takes place from 30 November to 11 December, with 56 sports. The number is a record throughout history, breaking the implementation of the 2011 SEA Games in Jakarta, which competed 44 sports. More than 5,600 athletes compete for the 529 gold medals. At the SEA Games, Indonesia sent the second largest contingent after the Philippines, consisting of 1,702 athletes. Historically, Indonesia's first participation was in the 1977 SEA Games in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. Nevertheless, Indonesia immediately entered the top tier medal table. Even then, several times Indonesia won the title of overall winner of the SEA Games. Records show that Indonesian contingent won the overall champion 10 times in 1977, 1979, 1981, 1983, 1987, 1989, 1991, 1993, 1997, and finally in 2011 when the SEA Games was held in Indonesia. Will Indonesia be able to win the overall champion again? Regarding the target for the 2019 SEA Games, President Joko Widodo in his remarks when releasing the Indonesian contingent at the Presidential Palace Bogor West Java on Wednesday, alluded to Indonesian success when competing at home at the Asian Games in 2018. He is optimistic that Indonesian athletes can excel in the SEA Games this time and can win a second place with a target of 45 until 50 gold medals. This is not an easy job, but the president is optimistic that the Indonesian contingent can fulfill it. The target, if achieved, is accepted to improve Indonesian position in the final standing of the SEA Games compared to the SEA Games 2 years ago. A number of sports are expected to become gold sources for Indonesian contingents. Those who have the opportunity to gain gold medals include athletics, swimming, bicycle, surfing, ice skating, triathlons, and badminton. The 2019 SEA Games have begun. The Indonesian people hoped that Indonesian athletes can achieve or exceed the medal target that has been declared. Well, listener, that was commentary read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Listener, for the next segment, we present you our program Today in History about historical events on the 2nd of December. Stay tuned with us.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener. It's nice to be with you again in our regular program Today in History. Well, we start a public relativity. It's a geometric theory on gravity which was introduced by Albert Einstein in 1916. The theory is an explanation of dated gravity in modern physics. He united Einstein's previous theory, special relativity, by Newton's law of gravity. The theory of Einstein has important astrophysical implications. The theory predicts the extent of a black hole area where room and time are distorted in a such way that none or not even light can escape from it. The next event is that in 1971, United Arab Emirates was established. United Arab Emirates is a federation state of seven emirates, which is rich with crude oil. The seven emirates are Abu Dhabi, Ajman, Dubai, Fujairah, Ras Al Khaimah, Sharjah, and Al Qawain. On December 2, 1971, six of these states, Abu Dhabi, Ayman, Fujairah, Sharjah, Dubai, and Al Qawain, joined to establish United Arab Emirates. In 1972, Ras Al Khaimah followed them. The wealth of United Arab Emirates is based on oil and gas expenditure, which is 33% of the gross domestic product GDP of the country. Arab Emirates is the third largest oil producing country after Saudi Arabia and Iran. The last event is that the year of 1986 is International Day of Abolition of Slavery. In December annually, various activities throughout the world commemorate International Day of Abolition and Slavery as a real action for combating human trafficking and exploitation. The commemoration was conducted for the first time in 1986, after being initiated by United Nations General Assembly and a pledge by UNESCO. The focus of the commemoration of the International Day of Abolition and Slavery is to emphasize the meaning of eradicating modern forms of slavery throughout the world. These forms of slavery and human exploitation in modern era must be completely eradicated. Well, listener, that was Today in History, read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Terpisah ruang waktu, terhalang dunia berbeda, walau berat rintangan menghadang kita. Together.
membuat kita menyerah. Kau dan aku, kita berdua pasti akan bisa menang. Selama kita berdua, selama ada cinta, apapun terjadi takkan terpisah. Warnaku pun harus dilintasi galaksi luas. Aku terbang mencari cinta.
Was a song titled Lintas Galaxy by Jonathan Serada. You're still with us on Voice of Indonesia, and for the next segment, we are going to give you information in our program, My Indonesia. Stay tuned with us.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia Today is on Indonesia's economic stability maintained. Global economic conditions are projected to remain difficult next year. Nevertheless, the Indonesian government is committed to survive the threat of declining economic growth as has happened in several countries. President Joko Widodo at the Bank Indonesia annual meeting in Jakarta on Thursday, November the 29th, as reported by Antara News Agency, said Indonesia must be grateful because the economy could still grow above 5%. President Joko Widodo said, for the size of the G20 countries, Indonesia's economic growth only lost to China and India. Indonesia is in the third position, one level above the United States. President Joko Widodo is optimistic that next year Indonesia's economy will be able to survive. On this occasion, he praised the coordination between the three economic retainers, the Minister of Finance, the Governor of Bank Indonesia, and the Chair of the Financial Services Authority. According to him, without good communication, macroeconomic policies will not support its either. President Joko Widodo emphasized that the government would focus on the growth of the private sector because the role of the state budget in economic growth is only around 14-17%. He ordered that projects in the country to be done first by the private sector. An optimistic sentiment was also expressed by the governor of Bank Indonesia or the central bank, Perry Warjio. He said the prospects for the Indonesian economy in 2020 were maintained with continued growth momentum. According to him, Indonesia has prepared a number of strategies to deal with the global economic crisis that still occur in 2020. Indonesia's economic growth in 2020 is expected to increase from 2019 in the range of 5.1-5.5%. The optimism arises because the 2020 inflation is projected to remain under control according to the target of 3.0% plus minus 1%. In addition, the current account deficit in 2020 is in the range of 2.5-3% of gross domestic product. The capital and financial transaction surplus is projected to remain large to support external stability. The rupiah exchange rate in 2020 is also expected to move stable. The growth of third-party funds in 2020 is predicted to reach 8-10%. Perry said the growth driver for the 2020 remain on the consumption and investment. Bank Indonesia or the central bank is also committed to continuing to issue accommodative monetary policies. Well, that was my Indonesia Today on Indonesia's economic stability maintained. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, from Indonesia to the world.
Jangan terbelenggu kata-kata orang yang hanya mengganggu dan buatmu ragu. Jangan kau percaya bahwa takdir semua wanita sama dan tak ada yang berbeda. Sebuah halangan bukanlah satu alasan, jadikanlah satu tandanya. Hey! Siapa bilang gak bisa ku raih semua mimpi? Siapa bilang gak bisa? Aku wanita yang berani. Siapa bilang gak bisa? Siapa bilang gak bisa? Siapa bilang gak bisa?
Aku seorang ibu yang berkarir penting, tetapi putriku selalu jadi nomor satu. Engkau wanita kini yang jadi pemimpin, juga seorang istri yang berpikir dengan hati. Saatnya tiba untuk menggapai cita-cita. Jangan takut untuk mencoba.
Hey! Siapa bilang gak bisa ku raih semua mimpi? Hey! Siapa bilang gak bisa?
Langkahku iring langkahmu, selalu berada. Jika kau mulai tak percaya, tunjukkan kemampuanmu untuk dirimu. Buktikan bahwa engkau bisa.
Siapa bilang gak bisa ku raih semua mimpi?
Hey!
Siapa bilang
semua mimpi.
titled Siapa Bilang Gak Bisa by Anggun. You're still with me, Amanda, on Voice of Indonesia. Next, we are going to take you to visit Watotena Beach in our program, Indonesian Wonder. Stay tuned with us on Voice of Indonesia. Listener, in today's Indonesian Wonder, I will introduce you Watotena Beach. Adonara Island is located in the east part of Flores Island with 500 square kilometers wide. The island shares borders with Flores Sea in the north, Solor Strait in the south, and Lower Toba Strait in the west. Administratively, the island is part of East Flores Regency, East Nusa Tenggara Province. On the island, there are some beautiful natural tourism objects. One of them is Watotena Beach. Watotena Beach is located in the southeast of Adonara Island. The beach has amazing natural scenery. White sand is completed with clusters of magma stones and clear sea water, which becomes the scenery of the beach, and it is very exotic. The beach is not visited by many tourists, thus the place is an appropriate place for relaxation and to enjoy the beautiful scenery. In addition, if you want to enjoy undersea attraction, you can do diving or snorkeling activities. Watotena Beach can be accessed through Larantuka, the capital city of East Flores. From Larantuka, it takes 1 hour by boat to cross Adonara Island. You will arrive in Waiwerang, then riding public transportation for 30 minutes to go to Watotena Beach. If you go to the beach, you should provide your own foods because there is no hotel or restaurant at the beach. Our segment Indonesian Wonder featuring Watotena Beach in East Nusa Tenggara Province. Thank you for listening.
Oh. usaplah air mata. Air mata jadikan kata-kata.
A song titled Taklukan Dunia or Conquering the World by Dul Jailani. You're still with me, Amanda, on Voice of Indonesia. For the next segment, let's listen to Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, informing you how to speak and learn Indonesian language in fun and easy way. Stay tuned with me on Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in the Indonesian language on the radio, introducing some Indonesian vocabulary and tips on how to use it in a conversation. This segment is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language and Book Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is Di Hotel or At Hotel. Next is a conversation about the hotel or at hotel. The conversation is between Tony and hotel receptionist.
Halo.
Halo Eni, apa kabar?
Baik, kamu?
Aku juga baik. Aku sudah tiba di Jogja tadi siang loh.
Oh ya?
Iya.
Selamat datang di Jogja. Kamu menginap di mana?
Aku menginap di Hotel Mutiara.
After the conversation, now I'll introduce some vocabularies and idioms related to the topic today. I'll say each word slowly and twice. You can follow after me. Selamat siang, which means good afternoon. Ada yang bisa saya bantu, which means can I help you? Memesan, which means to order. Kamar, which means room. Melalui, which means through. Aplikasi, which means application. Atas nama siapa, which means for whom. Pinjam, which means to borrow. Paspor, which means passport. Anda, which means you. Nomor 510, which means number 510. Kunci, which means key.
Listener to ask about the guest need, the hotel receptionist usually says, "Ada yang bisa saya bantu?" When someone asks you such expression, you can answer by saying your need or your purpose. For example, saya sudah memesan kamar melalui aplikasi. Or in English, I have ordered a room by application. In Indonesian language, to mention possessive words, the structure is noun. For example, paspor or passport, kamar or room, kunci or key, then followed by pronouns or the name. For example, paspor saya, which means my passport, paspor Anda, which means your passport, paspor dia, which means his or her passport, kamar saya, which means my room, kamar Anda, which means your room, kamar dia, which means his or her room. Before we end today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, for more details, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Halo.
Halo Eni, apa kabar?
Baik, kamu?
Aku juga baik. Aku sudah tiba di Jogja tadi siang loh.
Oh ya?
Iya.
Selamat datang di Jogja. Kamu menginap di mana?
Aku menginap di Hotel Mutiara.
Listener, foreigners usually have to show their passport when register themselves at hotel, while the local tourists only show ID card, which also called identity card or KTP. That was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language on the radio. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. See you next week with other interesting topics. Sampai jumpa.
Andai hati bergetar. saat bersamamu. Berikanlah bintang hatimu, terangkan hatiku. Andai sebuah bintang jatuh dalam pelukanku, ungkapkanlah kata hatimu yang indah untukku. Akan terbalas kata yang indah untukmu, aku jatuh cinta.
Was a song titled Andai Bintang by Alika featuring Barsena. You're still with me, Amanda, on Voice of Indonesia, and next we are going to give you information about Indonesian music in our program Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. In today's edition, we will present a Kroncong song entitled Dinda Bestari. The song, which was composed by Suprono Sunandar Hadikusumo, was also popularized by Rama Epama in 1990s in reggae genre. Although the song Dinda Bestari is an old Kroncong song, it can be enjoyed until at present because the song contains of messages. The song tells about someone who did not meet his beloved girl for a long time, since he is struggling to defend his country. Through prayer, he hopes we'll meet again with the lover. Well, listener, let's listen to Mus Mulyadi with his song entitled Dinda Bestari. Enjoy the song.
sadari. Maafkan dindaku, beta lama tak berjuang karena sedang membela negara yang terserang bahaya. Doa puji cuma ku arahkan bersama, sampaikanlah dindaku segera untuk Medan. Yang terserang bahaya, doa puji cuma ku arahkan bersama. Sampaikanlah dindaku segera untuk Medan.
Voice of Indonesia.
Ku jatuh cinta kepadamu. Saat pertama bertemu, salahkah aku terlalu mencintai dirimu yang tak mungkin mencintai aku. Tuhan, tolong aku langsung jatuh cinta kepadamu, cinta pada pandangan pertama yang, cinta yang bisa merubah jalan hidupku jadi
keajaiban Tuhan yang bisa jadikan hambanya yang cantik menjadi milikku. Aku langsung jatuh cinta kepadamu, cinta pada pandangan pertama ya, cinta yang bisa merubah jalan hidupku jadi lebih berarti.
Listener, thank you so much for joining our program. And don't forget to give us your comments, feedback to our email address, voi@voinews.id. You can also visit our social media, Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram, voice.of.indonesia, and Twitter @voiindonesia. Thank you so much for joining us and have a great day.